recall that. Well, because I had a party, he said, they're breaking things down now. So they, yes, they got a breakdown over yonder. That means you having a good time, you know, and everybody rejoiced in seeing.
A breakdown?
Breakdown.
Yeah.
You call it a breakdown.
Woo!
They got a breakdown over yonder, man. Yes, you hear them where Holland going? Yeah, they break them down right now. They having a big time.
Yeah. What about one you might have at home?
Well, at the home, we can have a home party too. Oh, that'll break down, you know. But now more generally, you see, you when you're out with your friends, you see, and everybody get together, you see. Then you can call it a family reunion. Everybody, you'll come at a certain time of year, you know, call that a family reunion. Give a big dinner, you see, and all like that. That's called a family reunion. You haven't been together in a long time.
You might invite all your
friends and all your kinfolk all get together. So that's what you call a family reunion, a social entertainment, a social party, whatever you might want to call it.
What would happen if something was happening at a place downtown or something like that? The police might come in, and what would they do?
Well, you say he come in and inspect the place, or come in and raided the place and trying to find a suspect.
They'd arrest the...
Arrest the suspect as somebody that done something, you see.
What about if they thought everybody had been...
Well,
breaking the law, they'd arrest the...
Arrest the whole... The whole bunch. Everybody that's in there. Arrest all of them. If you think anybody was into it, you know.
Yeah.
But now if you think just one or two done it, he'd pick out a couple of them and call that a suspect. Don't know exactly what he done or not, but suspect that he done it, you see, until they get further proof.
Yeah. Now, do you remember, did y'all ever have problems with that when you were younger? Or?
Never did. I never be in a place where I'd be arrested at. I always kept out of those places.
Yeah. You never been
arrested. Never have.
Never been arrested.
And never been in jail in my life.
That's something.
I'm saying it. I made this for and I ain't been there. I know I'm not going there now.
Yeah. Things were a lot harder on you when you were younger though, right?
Much harder.
I know they were.
Had a harder way of making a living than you do now.
Yeah.
It's rough. But everything, you know, was hard to get over to you. Jobs that you get while you couldn't get much out of it because everything was so cheap, you see. But yet still, we live all right enough, but it's much harder to make a living than it is now.
A man that's rich doesn't have to worry, but life's hard on a man who's...
That's trying to... Make a living, you see, put it rough on you. You don't have the opportunity to make a decent living like the man that's already got it.
Yeah, you say life's hard on a man that's a rich man might get by, but life's hard on
him. On a poor man.
Well, you told me in 1934 you didn't have a team.
Well, I didn't.
That was during the Depression.
That's during the Depression.
Money was...
Awful scarce.
Scarce.
Sure was. Couldn't hardly get no money. Did work for 6 cents a day, and 75 cents a day, and cotton picking was 35 cents a hundred. That's where we live.
Yeah.
That's right. You go out there and pick 100 pound cotton for 35 cents.
How did you get by?
Well, we by everything being alike. See, the provisions, the groceries were cheap, you see, and you could buy more with 35 cents. Then you can buy it for $5 now.
Yeah.
So that made a difference. That's why we lived as good as we did.